Are we recording?
Yes, we are recording.
Okay. So as you know, no shir tomorrow night. Wednesday night, I might be late because we have to host the Sheva Brachas. But I hope to be here. So 7 o'clock Sheva Brachas is called for. So I might be a few minutes late. Let's call the shir officially for 9:30.
Are you going away from Simcha?
Yeah, Thursday is the last year till after Pesach. I'll be back Monday after Pesach. I can't guarantee there will be shir that night. Unless it's true, there's a lot of time on the airplane to prepare, but I don't know if I'll get around to it.
Coming at 4 o'clock.
Coming at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so there's no reason why I shouldn't be here at night, but I can't guarantee it, so I'll have to play it by ear. Okay. We are. That's right. That's a bitter joke. All right, we are on Daf. Excuse me. We are on Daf. We're talking about what happens if the. We might as well read the Mishnah again. And the halacha, the bottom of we actually start in the middle of the Mishnah, so it's the beginning of the Mishnah and halacha, hey yud chesam base. Ezu davish only bavel. What is something which belongs to only bavel? Now, davish belongs to only bavel. I can't be moder hanor from you. I can't prevent you from driving hanor from you because I don't have a portion in it. Only bavel is another way of saying it belongs to the community of Am Yisrael. And not to any specific, doesn't belong to a collection of individuals. Could go on such as Harabais, Vazoros, Harabais, and the courtyards of Harabais, Vabair, Shemem, Taderach, and a well in the middle of the highway. Vazel Domshol Seer, what's something which belongs to people of the city? Now, if it belongs to people of the city, then actually it doesn't belong to the community of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, if there's a shul in the city, it belongs to all the members of the city. So if one of the members of the shul asers hanoah on the shul, let's say a member chais of Or Torah, would aser hanoah on another member of the shul, so the other man of the shul are not allowed to derive benefit from it, right? It's a cool way to get your enemies out of the shul. So in any event, because each person is a member of the shul, and therefore each person can answer his chelik on the other people in the shul.
So if you ever shoot it with something and you want everything,
right?
That's right.
So we had last week that we're quite for you to usually we're quite for you to sell your chelik. And the odds are that we would do that to you here too.
You know,
to the
women would be
awesome. Yeah. So Sayyid Zedavish here. Could go in a rechava, a courtyard, you know, not courtyard, a plaza, America, it's a bathhouse, a beit haknesses, it's a shul, a teva, the teva on which they lay, or the teva, or in Kodesh, not clear which one, vasvarim, and the books, vakosev chelkol anasi, somebody who writes his portions of the Nasi absolves that issue. How do you make something belong to the community and not to a collection of individuals? By writing the portion over to the Nasi. That's like, you know, writing it over to the government. It makes no difference who you write it over to, whether you write it to the Nasi or you write it to another commoner. What's the difference whether you write to a Nasi or to a Hedion? Shakosu Nasi in Circus Coast, special Xera, somebody who writes to a Nasi, does not require to do Schia by giving it over to another person to be Zoche to acquire it on behalf of the Nasi. Because of Ledger, somebody writes to Kamar Circus, the Circus Coast, he has to be Mazaka. There's no such thing as special dispensation to be makna to a Navi without Zuchia. Needs Zuchia regardless. because that's a common commonplace way of getting around the problem. But even you can also get around the problem by being machta to a third party, in which case also, regardless, you have to be mezaken. Rabbi Omer, fascinating thing. Ein anshei ha-Golil tzrichim lichtov. The people of Golil, if one answers hanor from the other one, they do not have to, in order to remedy the situation, be machta everything to nasi. Shekvar kosvu avosam ha-yideim. They've been troublemakers for years. And somehow the ancestors of the Anshei HaGolil were mocking all the property held in common by the Anshei HaGolil to the Nasi years ago. So it actually is not a private belong, doesn't belong to the people, them as Shukvim, but rather belongs to Am Yisrael as Am Yisrael. It's a fascinating concept. Okay? Says the Gemara, Kini Masnisa. This is the way to read our Mishnah. Rechava shederecha a rabbi mifaskosa, a plaza through which runs a public thoroughfare, that is Koli Bovel. That's a Koli Bovel, not a private plaza, which I guess is not meant for the masses to pass through. Okay? A public thoroughfare of that sort is belongs to the Bavel, they can't ask for no. Any other non-public plaza, I mean, it's not meant for the masses, not by a highway, but rather on a side street, it does belong to members of the city. And then one member of the city can ask for each other, even if it's not privately held. Okay? Says Gemara. Charmanash, interesting case, not brought down the Bavli. Certain individual married with the same married woman, Sefer Torah. He was a Makadosh with the Sefer Torah instead of a ring. Rabbi Shubtai, Rabbi Chasido, Alun Uvdei Kumi, Rabbi Yosef, bought this case for Rabbi Yosef. Vama Ein Mugdash, he said she's not married. Vama Rabbi Chisachis said, Ana Karas Igart, I read a letter about the situation. Uksi Begavon, it said in the letter, Vloog! Cryptic statement. Not only this, but even another case. What's the blow up? Amrav Monaka Kushisi come Rabbi Chizka. I asked for Rabbi Chizka, Mao blow up? What does it mean? Not just this, but also something else. So says the Gemara, two possible versions. The first version of the Gemara is, B'sefer Torah shel Yochid Kidesh. He married her with the Sefer Torah, which he stole from somebody else. Okay? Wasn't particularly romantic, he just stole Sefer Torah. Harm alone, and he said to them, whoever passing the case, Rabbi Yosef, Enim Kadesh, it's not valid. Asa Memelech, what does Lo Od come to tell you? Vafilu b'Sefer Torah shel Rabin Kidesh. That even if you marry with the Sefer Torah, which belongs to the community, in which you also have a portion. Because the Sefer Torah belongs to the community, we said in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, in the Mishnah. So that's why I can ask use of the Sefer Torah on you, in the Sefer Torah of the community. Nevertheless, not a valid condition, because my ownership in that, I don't know if it's not a Shavu Pruta, it might be a Shavu Pruta, but it's not construed as being a sufficient ownership for me to be considered to be giving the woman something by giving her that Sefer Torah. So my portion of the Sefer Torah is not tangible enough, not identifiable enough, that it's considered to be a valid form of Kedusha. Okay? So that's a chiddush, not just if I stole Sefer Torah, but even if I use the Sefer Torah to join the community, as Megadosh with my portion of that Sefer Torah, it's not a valid form of Kedushin. Okay? Says Gemara, Havayin of Vlo'ot? That's the Vlo'ot. That's Poshet. Obviously, it's not proper ownership that you can be Megadosh that. So the Torah is, so Gemara reverses its opinion from before. Asam, Emelcha, it's trying to tell you, I feel the Sefer Torah shel Chidi Kedesh. Really? No. The case was the case of Makadosh Sefer Torah shel Rabbi. And that is not Mekudeshes. And the Vlo'od is coming to tell you that even if you used a Sefer Torah shel Yochi, which you stole, and their opinions are told, Yehush is Kani, that if I steal something and the guy gives up hope of ever receiving it back, it's Yehush, right, and I acquire it. Even if he does, even if he didn't get, even if we hold Yehush Kedi, that Yehush by itself is not Kona, but here we have Yehush and Shira Rishus, right? He gave up hope, and now it's given to somebody else, and there's a, we know that Yevushin Shini Rishu is a valid form of acquisition. So the Achidush is that even though she acquires it legitimately, it doesn't have to be returned to its original owner, nevertheless, not Kedusha because he was not giving her anything, because he was just a thief. By the time it reaches her end, she might no longer have to give it back. But she was just a plain old thief. So therefore, it's not Mekudeshes over here. So that's what he tells us. My name is Mekudeshes, that even Shal Yochid is not Mekudeshes if it was stolen. Kini Mas Nisa, there's a way to read our Mishnah. Tzarech Lichtov Chelko Shunasi. It says, Veha Kosev Chelko Shunasi. In the top of the page, it says, and somebody who wrote is Borshunasi. So really what it says is that you gotta write a document which is makne to the nasi, the portion of field, the portion of the whatever the object is in question, or the location which is the question, which we want to make sure the guy can derive an off from, since it will no longer be his. So that's what he does. Kosei chelko shenasi. Okay, says the Mishnah further. Somebody takes an oath to preventing himself from deriving benefit from his friend. He has nothing to eat. No sin lacher mishum matona. So the person who's forbidden to provide any benefit gives it to a third party as a gift. And the third party mutarba can give it to the person who's mudrana, and he's permissible to use it. Okay. Maitzav a beis cholom. There's a maitz which happened in beis cholom. Ve'echad she avi buder mimenu anoya. His father was barred from deriving from him benefit. And the son was marrying off his own son. Okay, so the grandfather is now allowed to come to the chasna, right? Because the chasna is being made by the father of the groom, right? So he couldn't come. So the son said to the son who was the father of the groom, said to his chaver, I'm giving to you the courtyard where the suda will take place and the suda itself as a gift. They're yours. Literally, they're in front of you. Until my father comes, and will eat with us in the meal. So the part of the third part of the friend said, if they're mine, I'm making them hektish before you make your chasna. Amarlos, they said, what are you doing? Lonasati l'cha shalisha takdishem l'shamayim. I didn't give you my stuff, you should make it hektish. It's a classic case in Shas. Amarlos, they said, you're darn right, you didn't give me that purpose. Lonasati l'shalcha, you only gave me your stuff. El shetei atov avichon, or that you and your father should be oichlim v'shoitzim, eat and drink with tzratim zeim zedluzeh, and get close to each other again. And I should be responsible for this avera which you commit. In other words, you are trying to commit a ruse which is inexcusable. Okay? You got that case?
Yeah, why is it a ruse? Why is it any different than giving the first case in the Mishnah, of giving food to third parties?
Because it wasn't a true gift. It has to be a bona fide gift.
But it was allowed. In the first case, it was a bona fide gift.
Yeah. He didn't really mean to give it as a gift, right?
But
the moment the guy said...
Selling chametz.
Yeah, well, selling chametz, actually, we say, we assume that you would actually, were the guy to want to come and eat and take the chametz, we assume that you actually would give him the chametz. That's why they have a problem, though, with Hetem Mechir, because your chametz is usually not worth that much money. Even your single malt scotches are... You're not going to be so mocked if the guy comes and takes them, especially if he gives you market price. But the assumption is by the case of this, this meal, this major catered affair, that he doesn't want this made hectish, right? He obviously, this is a limitation on what he's actually willing to do. So in any event, the same thing is true, of course, and there's the whole issue about the Hetzer Mechir on Shemitah. Because, they sell all the land of Israel to an Arab, but if the Arab actually tried to collect and give it to Yasser, right, so nobody would let him get away with it. So that's why it's one of the reasons they cast aspersions on Hetzer Mechir. Okay. So in any event, says Gemara, when the matter came for Chacham, they said, "Komaton, indeed, any gift she'ena, which is not of the type she mikdisha teim kudeshes, that if you're makdish it, it's valid hektish. Ena maton, it's not a valid gift." Okay. Amrei Be'ochin Hichon said, very interesting editorial comment, also not in the Bavli. Nikar zeshu tamuchacham. You could see that this guy was makdish them. He was a tamuchacham because he was testing the waters to see how things would go. Okay, and that, now the more digresses. Shmonim zuk shel tamidim tamidim hoyel olu zaki. He'll had 80 students. Actually, it says here 80 pairs of students. Ha-Goroshabayim, the greatest among them, Yonasam Ruzio. Ha-Kadoshabayim, the youngest among them, Rav-Sobiyachim Bitzakai. Pa-Machas Chola, once Hillel got sick. Nichlus Levakul Levakul, and all the students came to visit him. Armelo Rabbi Yochum and Zaka Bechotzer. Rabbi Yochum and Zaka stood in the courtyard. Armelo him, so Hillel said to him, Heichonu HaKotosh Bechem, where is the smallest among you? That he, Shu'av L'Chochma, is a master of wisdom. Vav L'Doris, and Hillel prophesied that he's also going to be the leader of the generation. Ein Tzolchum HaKotosh Bechem, it certainly goes without saying that the greatest among you is a great person as well. Armelo, so they said, Harehu Bechotzer, he's in the courtyard. Amar lads like by Haman, Miba Chatzer, right by Yachashverosh. Amar lam Mikones. So Hillel said he should come in. Kevich Nichnas, once he came in. Amar lam, so he said, Lanchil, Lo Avai Yesh, to give a portion to those who love me of Yesh, of reality, or to say my Malayan, I will fill their coffers. So it's interesting, the commentator says, basically based on this, that Rabbi Yochum and Zaka was zoka to leapfrog all over all the other members of Hillel's yeshiva because of this episode where he displayed this very, very significant danova, refusing to come in until called. Here the Gemara goes back. Now the Gemara goes back. We'll come back to the reason why I brought down this mice in a few minutes. But now Gemara goes back and says, Rabbi Yochanan, Nikar zeh shu tamuchacham. Let's go back to that issue. We said it's nikar that he's a tamuchacham, that this guy tested the waters by being makdish. So I'm Rabbi Yossi per Rabbi Poon. There's a story like this also by Hillel's students. Well, that's why we just brought him down. It seems to be a little bit out of order. But anyway, the story like this by Hillel's students. Have Uvda Yonasim and Uziel. Yonasim and Uziel, who's the greatest among Hillel's students. There was a case. His father forswore him any pleasure from his property. It should be to Shammai. His father instead wrote over all of his property instead of to Yonasan and Muziel to Shammai. You know, Shammai of Hillel and Shammai fame. Maso Shammai, what did Shammai do? Machar Miktas. He sold part of the property. Miktish Miktas and made the rest of it, part of it, Behektish. The Nasal Matozishan gave the rest as a gift to Yonasan ben Uziel. What do you accomplish? Farmer said, anybody who's going to come and complain about this gift which I gave to Yonasan ben Uziel, he should go and try and get the stuff which I gave out from the customers I sold it to, Miyad Hektish, and from the hands of Hektish. And then he can come and take Fiona Sim Nuziel. In other words, Shammai Zaki was indicated that the gift was a valid gift by allotting, allocating in this way. And therefore, once he indicated this gift was a valid gift and no rules, so then he was allowed to give the third portion to Fiona Sim Nuziel, despite the fact that his father didn't want to provide it for him. But now that the father had given it to Shammai, and Shammai had shown that there's a valid sale, now Shammai can provide that property to Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel. Okay. So says Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked me, "Ato ein adam nosim matzon chaverim nashul like d'shen l'shammai?" It's a very basic question. Can I give you a gift on the condition that you won't be makdish it like any other condition? I can put a limitation on the gift I give you. So why can I put this limitation on? So it says, this is the way to read our Mishnah. Of course you can place a condition on it. But this was clearly our Rama. It's clearly a ruse. it should be tehei mekudashes. That if it's not a bir makdish, it's valid. And a matan, it's not a gift. In other words, it's not, as we say in the yeshivish lingo, it's not the siba, it's the simen. It's not the reason, the fact that you got to be makdish is not the reason why it's not a valid gift, but rather, if it's the type of gift that you can't be makdish, that's a simen, that's an indicator, that's symptomatic of the fact that the gift is not a valid gift. So that's not the cause, but that's a symptom. That's what Mishnah made to say, it's a symptom of the fact that it's not a valid gift. Yeah, and a chanam, theoretically you can have a valid gift which where the guy made a condition, you can't make it hektish. But he knew in our Mishnah that that wasn't the case, and therefore he was indicating, displaying that by going through this ruse. Okay?
Hachalach sufishin
arbu,
okay? What was the purpose of selling?
Yeah, I guess it's to indicate to give further credence to the thing. Yeah, for further credence here. That's what I think. Okay, so that's more further. Mishnah further. Hanodim Rebusha, somebody takes an oath not to derive benefit for that which is cooked. Now the whole parak, and I think the next parak has this, is going to talk about the parameters of statements, somewhat ambivalent statements or ambiguous statements, which you made in the course of making them. Another Rebusha, somebody takes an oath not to derive any benefit from that which is cooked. Muta Bitzli Vesholuk is not to derive benefit from that which is roasted or overcooked. Because Sholuk is like overcooked. Other kind of tavshul sheni, it still tastes good, obviously, but it's a special type of cooking, which is like super cooked. Arma kind of tavshul sheni, he told him, if he said, konam, that I'm not going to taste a tavshul, what's a tavshul? Also, in my sekhtei rach, he's not allowed to eat soft soft cooked goods, and the Korban defines that, and later the Gemara will indicate this is clear, the case of Pnei Moshe is the same thing, actually. That he's now eating ma'isak de'arach, that stuff which accompanies bread, what's called sometimes lifta. Mutzavav is allowed to eat thick, that stuff which is not eaten together with bread. So rach and other are code words for eating with bread, normally eaten with bread, not eaten with bread. So tasha means something which is normally eaten by bread, with bread accompanies bread. Mutzav, regardless, he's allowed to eat beta tarmita, a certain type of egg which is cooked in hot water, ubudlasher mutsu had a certain type of gourd which is made in very hot coals. Okay? So the Lord's going to explain all these things. Masi Samra, our Mishnah tells us, Shasholuk Korim Mevusho. The following, actually not our Mishnah, the following Brisa tells us that a Sholuk is called Mevusho. The thing we learned over there, You cook the shlamim or you overcook them. So we see that the bishul and shiluk are of the same category. The kayim, we even have pasuk shatzoli koyim mevushal. The same which is roasted is called cook, because it says vayivashul sapesach. They cook the korban pesach. So we see that the korban pesach, of course, must be roasted tliyesh. So there must be that roasted is called cooked. So it says more. Let's say, well, there where they cook Korban Pesach, that was not according to halacha, because according to halacha, you have to dafka roast it, and maybe that means cooking, and they come in avera. Says more, that can be because Rabbi Yonah Butzar Omar. It says in that pasuk, "Divrei Yomim Kamishpat." They made it properly, so therefore, you cannot say that it was done improperly. And it says nonetheless that they cooked it, so it must be that roasting and cooking are equivalent in the language of the pasuk. Says Mar Masnisa Hamra, the Brisa, which is just summation, which you just saw. So the Brisa says Shasho Karibusha, so which is overcooked is called cook. Ve'akari, the pasuk says Amar Shatli Karibusha, the sign which is roast is called cook. But what do we do with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said another Dimina Vushal Mutzer Mitzliva Sholuk. So he takes an oath to refrain from a Vushal, that which is cooked, is permitted to eat roasted and overboiled. So it's a contradiction to the Mishnah and Sukkim which you just brought. So Rabbi Yochanan said, "Hoch medar machlosh miyodam." You know what? You brought nice rias, but lemaisen in the dharma go after what people, how people speak. People say mevushal. They're not referring to something. When they see roasted, they're not talking about. When they say cooked, they're not talking about saying roasted or overcooked. Rabbi Yoshua said, Hochum and Dorim Achol Lashon Torah. Now, in the Bavli, Rabbi Yoshua is taken to argue. He's actually taken to argue in our Mishnah. He says, we do follow Lashon Torah by Nedarim, and therefore, in these Nedarim, if a person is asking himself from Mevushal, he's talking also in Tzli and Sholuk. Because in Lashon Torah, those are considered Mevushal, considered to be Tzli and Sholuk as well, even though not in Lashon B'nei Adam.
Not according
to see, the Rabbi Yoshua argues. He says we do go out not by intent, but rather by the expression, the idiom which is used. Now, it was up to me though. I learned the Yerushalmi differently. Rabbi Yochanan has not brought down the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi just presumes that's the opinion of our the Bavli, but they just assumes that it's the opinion of our Gemara, the Gemara there in the Bavli. But any of the Mishnah, I meant, according to the Bavli. But name it, I would have said, when Rabbi Yosef is not disagreeing per se, he's agreeing, but from another angle. He's saying, in our Mishnah, the reason why Mevushal is not Tzli and Sholok is because we have no psukim in the Torah itself which tell us this. There's a truth supposed to be very Yomim, which says that they were Mevashal the Pesach, which indicates that Bishul includes Tzli. But that's not a pasuk in Teichah. I say Rabbi Yoshua says the same thing as Rabbi Yochanan, that we agree that Tzli and Sholok are not considered to be Mevushal. One, because people don't speak that way, and the other, because the Torah itself, in Torah, not in Tanakh, doesn't use those terms that way. That's how I would learn it.
It's only talking about cooking.
Right, that would be a good proof that the Torah itself uses Bishul only for cooking. Right. What? Yeah, that makes sense. It should be Shlosha Machlokas. Same idea. Donald's pointing out in Chulin, it's probably himself. It's Chulin is himself.
I remember
you ran for Bas
Machlokas.
We certainly owe it's also the Rabbanan regardless, right? The Shav, it's also the Raisa. If you roast, let's say, cheese and meat together. Yeah, that seems to, I think you're right. I think we do owe it's also the Raisa. But that would be Shver and Rabbi Yoshua. Because then we see that Mevushal, the Raisa, does include... No, it wouldn't be Shver. He would talk called, like the Mishnah which holds the Mevushal is included in, includes Tzli. That could be, yeah, in Echonami. You're right. That would be according to the Bavli, work out well. He holds it when the Torah says, Mevushal Svashokadi B'chalevimo, would include Tzli as well. Okay. Says Marab, Manafi Bibino, what's the difference between the Gorf Lashon Torah Lashon Miyadam? Okay, it says, Kodem Yayin Shei Torah M'chak. If your person refuses, says he's not going to taste wine on Sukkos. Because we call Shmini Atzeres Sukkos. Because Shmini Atzeres is not Sukkos. Said the Lashon Torah, it's not Sukkos. So says the Gemara, Af Rabbi Yoshua Moed Hashosim. Nah, even Rabbi Yoshua gets on this point. Why? Lam Rabbi Yoshua L'chore Yotza, we're Machner to follow Lashon Torah, but not Mekel to follow Lashon Torah. In this case, we lush to lead to a kula, and he would be a mutter to drink wine. The last thing we want to be socket to him. Our Machmer would say, "Well, lush and Torah." We say we only follow lush and Torah l'chumra, and not where it's going to lead chas v'sholom to a kula. Okay. Rechiv b'po Amrav Yochiv b'po sending Reyochan achal chalita. If a person says. Eid Chalita, Vama, and he said, I'm going to learn this morning. Yeah, it's a story, it's not a statement. Chir Rabbo Amr, that what's about time, Amr Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Eid Chalita. I'm not sure the second Amr fits in. Oh, it's only one Amr. Chir Rabbo Amr, Rabbi Yochanan, so it's read like this. Chir Rabbo Amr, that Rabbi Yochanan wants Eid Chalita. Now, a chalita is a case of pancakes which are cooked in water. So he ate these pancakes cooked in water. The bar mitzvah said, "Lo tamis mazon bade yoma." He said, I didn't taste any food today. We use the language of muzzle. They didn't include, you know, like matzo balls, I guess. He didn't consider these matzo balls to be like food. Okay? Which is a funny thing. So says the Gemara, 14, did we learn? If somebody takes a nether to refrain from muzzle, the only thing he can still partake of is water and salt. So see, everything is called Muslim. Even drunk is called Muslim. So certainly Khalid is called Muslim. What?
Especially drunk.
Okay. Uh-huh. Is that what you insist on?
Yes.
So again, it says Gemara. Patala Rabbi Yoshia, the scoring according to Rabbi Yoshia, who said that so Rabbi Yochanan said, I guess, that this brisa, which says Hanoyim min Moses only mutzer mayamel, is like Rabbi Yoshia. Dormer Ochel ben Dorim, Achol Loshen Torah says by the Dorim, we go after Loshen Teil, and the Torah itself, everything is called Mazon except for water and soil. We only call Borei Mina Mazonos to a relatively limited number of items, right? For Lashon Torah, the Gemara says here it's everything. How do we know that? Because Ula Rabach Bar Ula Amar Veso Asanos Nosos Barvelechem Umazon. It says that there were 10. Where are they going? To marry Yitzchak, was it? Maybe it was when they sold Yosef.
It's
Memhei
in the first.
It's right where they sold the Yosef. No. Maybe it's when they came back from Mitzrayim.
Well, Yosef sent
home, right?
Yeah.
So that's not so. Barvel lechem muzzle. They're getting grain and bread and muzzle. What can muzzle possibly mean if it's not grain and bread? Matam lor mazon. It raised their grain and bread. El mikach kol grain and muzzle must be everything for. It's a general term for all kinds of types of foodstuffs.
Rice,
right. If somebody takes a nether not to eat cooked stuff, can he have smoked meat, right? Smoked stuff. Can he have lox, right? Maushe mutter betulin, can he have fried stuff? Right? How roasted is fried. Maushe mutter betavishis basha bavit fail. What about something cooked in the hot springs of Tiberius? But in the case of the rabbis of Katsrin, Shohalun, they asked, Mushon Maushie, Bobishum, Mishulei Gak. I'm very glad they're not giving Katsrin back to the Syrians, okay? All right?
Yes.
Well, Baruch Hashem, the Syrians are on our side. It's good. But in the case of Shohalun, they asked, Mushon Maushie, Bobishum, Mishulei Gak. What about the stuff that you smoked? Is there Bishulakum, Mishul? You know, because if a guy cooks it, obviously also the rabbanim. But what if a guy smokes? You know, he smokes salmon. Is there a bishulakum on an issue? So obviously nowadays we're making on that. I'm pretty sure. You know, suffix the rabbanim lekula. So I think we actually are making bishulakum on meushan. I didn't look it up, but I just imagine my hunch that smoked salmon is not always smoked by Jews.
Well, that's
smoked
fish.
Yeah, I'm saying I doubt it's always smoked by Jews. Just a hunch, I don't know, could be a mistake.
Even by, what's it called, the Pasha, we're so lenient with it.
Yeah, we're relatively lenient with it. Well, Maisa, tonight, something happened at home. I wasn't home, I had to take my kids home at 5 o'clock, so I told the babysitter to make the hamburgers. When I got home, I realized, you know, she's not, fortunately, she's Jewish. She's not Shomer Shabbos, though. So when my sister, she turned on, it's electric oven, there's no pilot light on. So we ate them anyway because, you know, she is Jewish, so there are mikulas like that. The Muhammad Loyal, others, I think, the Tziv and Mekel nowadays, the Mechali Shabbos are not considered to make something Bishul Akum.
I asked Rabbi Kanzer.
Yeah.
He said, it's funny, he asked, head of CRC, I believe.
Yeah.
He said, there's no problem whatsoever.
My Mechalei Shabbos.
Right, because the whole is, the whole Chashash is because of
Chastus. Chastus, right. That's what I was going
to
say.
It's
more to marry them. It's not like Yain Stam Yenam, we're afraid that they had some, you know, it's improper intent. But I did feel slightly guilty as I was eating the hamburgers. Anyway, says a little further.
Did it make it taste better or worse?
No, made it taste worse. Okay. Says what? So our brother gets started. Chalu mushal maushi abo mishum mushuli goy maushi abo mishum mushuli tapshuli Shabbos. So what about bishul Shabbos? Now a couple of things. The Kormei has a couple of interpretations here. What about one as an issue of atmana? You know, do atmana Shabbos? Can you leave something in the smokehouse over Shabbos? So that has to be atmana because you know you're matmi medavra moisif heva, literally. You know. Because it's something which is making more heat, because that's what the smokehouse is. It's a fascinating question. I don't remember that from Masechet Shabbos, that question at all. So I think maybe it's unique to here. Or else he gives an issue about whether the Kormenei's own interpretation is that we're talking about a case where possibly it wasn't Mevushal called circle. Can you leave it over Shabbos in the smokehouse is gradually cooking, or is that has to be Mevushal called circle? But I would send a third interpretation. I have said we know that we have an issue if something is cooked on Shabbos to eat it either until after Shabbos or perhaps even forever for the guy who cooks it. Right, that's called Maisin Shabbos, right? The whole big machlokes for a mayor. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan Sandor, I forget who exactly it is, I think it's those three. Several places in Shas. So I was thinking that maybe here too, the Shiloh is when you smoke something, does that have a Maisa Shabbos issue? Or is that the Chazal, when Chazal asked her, something cooked on Shabbos until Motzei Shabbos, Bichdei Shiyase, or until forever, or whatever they asked her, whether that applies to Mushon as well. That was my thought of what Tavshila Shabbos means. I didn't notice that the Korban Pnei Moshe actually said that Pshat, but I don't think so. I don't think I mentioned anything about Moshe Shabbos. Tavshu Shabbos. Anyway, Moshe B'shum Boser B'chol. If you smoke, you know, together some salami and cheese, it tastes pretty good. So anyway, so that's the... So what's the status of Boser B'chol? Maushi tavel maisus. We know if you cook something so you can no longer snack upon it, you have to take off maisa right away. You can't snack on it if it's still tavel. So what's the story when you smoke it vis-a-vis maisers? I know you mean a mushan and vice versa. If somebody takes a nether not to enjoy smoked stuff, no more locks. Maushi and mutam tavshu is allowed to enjoy cooked stuff. Right, Bovari Bishem Rashem Bishem the base Rav's Rav Achi Bishem the base Rav Achi. There's a question of how to read that. Was it Rav Achi somebody who was a brother of somebody, or Rav Achi was his name, or Rav Achoy, whatever. Chavitza Imbo Mishum Mishulayakunakri. We don't really go back to Mushon to answer the question, we just ignore it. We go on to another issue. Chavitza doesn't have Mishulakun. Now the Korban Eda says this is talking about something which is made of bread stuck together. And therefore, it's no bishulak because it could be eaten raw, because it was bread stuck together by and then cooked with honey or something like that. It's like, you know, some sort of knedel type affair. Like a bread kugel, I guess, if you're more accurate. So it's be eaten raw, so therefore, there's no issue of bishulak. We know stuff is bishulak, there's no issue, no problem eating raw. The Pnei Moshe learned, however, it's made out of flour. It's made out of flour, it's more problematic because flour can't be eaten raw, right? You need to bake it before you eat it. So according to him, maybe it's mutter because not oil shulchan malachim. I don't know. Maybe, you know, they didn't put knedels on king's tables by themselves. I don't know exactly what the story is. Anyway, be that as it may. So it says the Gemara. Chavit say mamishum mishulim goyim. Yetzim mishum erev tavshin. It's considered to be cooked. Even if it's cooked by the goy, by the way, they can be yetzim erev tavshin and use it as an eruv. Rabbi Yisrael b'mishem Rav Chuna said, any food should be eaten as is raw. There's no issue bishul akum. And when it's cooked, even by a goy, you're allowed to use a very tough shulin. I know the mean of bushul. Somebody takes a net and not to derive benefit from that which is cooked. Maushu mutter, obviously, mutter in Maizak Terah, which are not in the with bread, but rather eaten on themselves. Is that considered to be mavushal or not? Let's hear from this. When a person says he asks himself in tavshil, not mavushal, but tavshil, he's also in maisek de'arach, he's also in things which are soft, eaten with bread, what do I have in his mutter, things which are tough, not eaten with bread. So one wants to make a kavachomer. Mind tavshil, if tavshil shouldn't, if a person says he doesn't want to eat tavshil, shouldn't, in that manner he forbids himself, bitsoli uvisholuk, in that which is roasted and that which is cooked, because that's included in tavshil. Yeah, nonetheless, mutter bava, he's allowed to eat stuff which is cooked and comes out very thick and is not eaten with bread. Mevushal, so he takes it and not eating mevushal. Shumutah b'tzali b'shol, which does not include roast and overcooked, which he can still continue to eat. Enodin shem mutar b'av, this is not kavuchol b'mutar in thick cooked stuff, which is not eaten with bread. Says Gemara, baloney. Yesh kavuchol b'nedorim, you make a kavuchol by nedorim. Why don't you make kavuchol by nedorim? Why don't you make kavuchol? Say if X is like this and Y is more severe than certainly Y is like that. Because by Nidorim, Helch, Achar, Loshim, Neoga. So there's no Kavachomer. Kavachomer is when you have a hermeneutic system, which is self-contained. By Nidorim, go after language which people use, so therefore you really can't use Kavachomer. Right?
No, I'm just thinking that based on that, whenever anybody says anything today, it shouldn't be a nadir.
Because nobody wants to make a nadir anymore. Right, could be. It's good for the valve point. It's good, it makes sense. But that's what I try to, well, people do it all the time. They say, I swear to God all the time.
Yeah.
I've heard it more and more often recently. For some reason, I hear it all the time. And obviously, people don't mean it. Okay? So I guess it's lush from the other. Anyway, you should avoid saying it anyway. Says the Gemara, Ella, rather, it's not a kavachomer, but a logical extrapolation, a memotzino, as we call it. Ella, Kenny, this is the way to look at it. Tavshil. Since the words are similar, tavshil, where you're also b'tzoli b'sholok, stuff which is roasted and cooked, you're allowed to eat thick pottery, thick pottage, whatever it's called. Mevushal shemutah b'tzoli, so mevushal also, which is permitted in tzoli and sholok, this mutah b'ave is mutah in thick stuff as well. Again, it's not a kavachomer, it's like an etymological extrapolation. Tani, also b'tzoli sorakos. If somebody takes a neder not to eat tavshil, he's not allowed to eat hitrios or rakos. Now, I was translated as soft noodles, because hitrios and mani are noodles. But they translated as soft squashes. Shekain derech roifte locha pitobad. A person wants to, it's not necessarily a doctor himself, but the person the doctor is trying to cure eats soft gourds with bread. Don't ask me why! I don't know what the soft gourds do. But they make it better. And the Yerushalayim Bible here is a whole long, goes, clears off the whole tangent about refuah and chayli, you know, whole agada at the base of this Gemara. Anyway, we're Yerushalayim, no such luck. Says Mar, Amar Rav Chista came back to the Mishnah. Rav Chista explained in our Mishnah, says Rebetim the Gugelas that not back our Mishnah. He says, independently. Also, based on that, somebody take a net of and touch is also in a cooked egg. She came there because the sick person, even though most people don't eat the cooked eggs with bread, a sick person does in order to be healed. A person who takes a net from the tapshil is permitted to eat, beta trumita. What's beta trumita? Roofy tone. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's something like a poached egg. Anyway, it's not called a tapshul or a mavushal, whatever it is. It's like seared or sealed. Vlasim, because it's like dropped in hot water, something like that. Vlasim mutz is lauti, glasim mutz is not considered to be tapshul mavushal. Ami chagiga chanina. Kimin glas mara, it's like when you have a bitter pumpkin. And they make it sweet by putting it through the poles. Okay? New Mishnah. Continuing on. If you say it also from Maisek Teira, and also from stuff which boiled in the pot, not some, but somehow cooked before.
I take an eder from everything which goes into a pot.
So, also we call on Mizbash Mekdeh is also in everything which goes into a pot.
Mina kevesh,
that's from kevesh, that means pickles. And also mina kevesh, here it only includes pickled vegetables, pickles, sauerkraut, stuff like that.
Sheni toyim,
if he says not going to taste any of it, also kevushim means everything which is pickled. I'm not going to explain that.
Mina shalek, if he says shalek,
which is overcooked, we assume generically that eno osir elamin shalok bilbasim means overcooked meat. Divrei Yehuda.
Shalok sheni toim,
if he says not shalok but shaluk, that which is overcooked. So it's not a name, but rather a description. So in osir choshuk, we can't eat anything which is overcooked.
Minatziva brezenatzim suffer roast. Eno osir elamin atzisha posor.
It's only meat, divrei Yehuda. Tzli sheni toim, if he says any tzli. Also, we call tzim is also in anything which is roasted.
Ezel ma'aser is a broth chora. What's made by boiling the pot? Kigon, type of cereals, chilka, targis, vetusni, soles, v'orez, zrid, v'arson. One of them you would know. Orez is rice.
Okay? So those are all types of things which are made by boiling the pot. Okay?
Well, a person says minero lektera, it's also b'yor lefis, it's also awesome that which goes down to lefis, or in Bavli lingo, ilfas.
Now ilfas is, I don't say exactly how it works, but ilfas is like a second pot which they cook certain things. I guess that was part of the cooking process in the old days. So words,
if anything which, if he asks himself in the lektera, then it's also to anything which goes into ilfas, because the ilfas stage is later. So anything which went to there eventually ends up in the ilfas, right?
Minero ilfas. However, he took in that or not, from that which is, goes down to Lepes, to Ilfas, Mutter Biyarifes, Mutter Nareem, with that stuff which only went to the Kedera. Because not everything graduates from the Kedera to the Ilfas, only a few things. Now, here's the next line is messed up. You look right on the side in the Karmel, it says, Hey Gimel, one line down. Well, you're going to see in Chukol, Lepes, anything which goes down to the small part, the other already went to the large part. So it's going to the big part, but ain't your the levis and doesn't go to the small part afterwards. Okay?
Besides me, going back to the Mishnah, what's the case when we say you're netter, you take an error from the kevish, and that includes not just the mikara, that includes just the pickled vegetables?
If you said,
Kavush any toim, then I can taste it. That's all the vegetable. Then all pickled stuff. What's all pickled stuff? What's pickled which is not a vegetable?
So my yisok gon hachel min el nune, that which comes from a fish, right? Hachel means begin, but I'm not sure if the word hachel here means begin. But it means that which is made sweet or pickled by herring or some type of fish.
Says the Gemara, man noida min afli betan or. But so in this case, if somebody takes a netter from that which is baked in an oven, and also passes by itself, that means bread. I mean, a nasi b'tan, if the person says something which is made in the oven, also b'chol nasi b'tan is also in everything which is made possibly in an oven at any time. Okay, this is really exciting Gemara, right? Min amaliach, eno osur elo min amaliach shel dog. If you ask yourself on salty stuff, it only means herring. Choose salty herring. Nothing else.
Moliach sheni toim, a person said, Moliach sheni toim, not going to taste any toim. Also called mulcha means not just herring, but anything which is salted.
Dog, dogim. We use the word dog or dogim, sheni toim. Also means he's not allowed to use extremely kosher fish.
The dogim, you know, the dogim can of fish. Okay, I thought that would wake you up.
So, what?
Didn't help, yeah. Okay. Over Pesach, of course, we're going to Eretz Yisrael. My babysitter's going to Las Vegas. So I'm practicing, maybe. Next year I'll try for Las Vegas.
Okay, doggy. Shani toim. The person says not going to taste fish. Also, by any is also that bain glowing bain time, whether big fish or little fish. Bain beluchim bain time, whether salty or unsalted. Bain chayim, whether they're raw, bain bushram, or cooked. However, only if they're whole fish. But if they're ready, Torah's trufa means they're scrambled fish.
You know, they're mixed up like fish salad, tuna fish,
pieces or stuff like that. Mutar is la'atir, because that people don't call it fish, they call it tuna. Mutar betzir v'muyas. And one is allowed to also as well, I'm sorry, skip. Betzir, and you're allowed to also have tzir. And that's a mix, any mixture of fish. So Asatai's tree is not allowed to eat tuna or tuna salad. He's allowed to eat fish bran and muryos. Muryos is the oil which is exuded from the fish when you salt it. Okay, which is fish oil. Right? Fish oil is healthy? Uh-huh. Okay, so that's muryos. Make us a kind of watch. Okay, I know that we throw is trufa. Somebody takes a nether from a type of from a Torah's trufa, from the mixed up fish. Mutar b'tzir muris is allowed to eat tzir muris as well. Okay, Habibay may they want to say moguach. We had this story back earlier in the Masechta. You're not expected to remember it, but it was in the second paragraph. Habibay lemeima, they wanted to say moguach lo'ela. Salted means really salted, that lasts forever. Holoshah, but it's temporary salted, meaning just for, you know, for much of gold for as a condiment. So that's not going to be salted, and you're allowed to eat that. I'm ready to tell me, no. From that which you learned earlier in the Masechta, ha-gei, like a basa malach, yes, a person makes a carbon, he makes it, can swear and say, shmi upon me, like salted wine, and salted meat, and libated wine. So we see salted meat refers to korbanos beis hamikdash. Hadamra, and there they only salted them, for condiment purposes, not for preservative purposes. Hadamra teaches maliach l'sham malachu. That's that which is temporary salt is mold salted. Says the malach l'sham. What is temporary salted? Kadatan, we learn ketzer noisin. What do you do in the beis hamikdash itself? Then noisin ayvarim agabi emach. You put the limbs on the salt. Vavchad, you turn them over once. So you see that even that's not going to be cooking. Says Mar, no. Am Rabbi Abraham Mori Ramayah said yes. The carbonates are considered to be maluach because there's a lot of salt in the Beit Hamikdash, right? Shani shimashu oisan. If you leave the stuff in the Beit Hamikdash and the salt, heinim lachim. So that's why it's considered to be as if it's preserved. Even it's like Kol Roi Bila and Bila Makev is supposed to. Since there's enough salt that to preserve it, so that's considered to be preserved. But normally you need to have salted for preservation in order to be considered to be in the category of Moliach. Otherwise it doesn't work. Okay? Says Marmi Madam Rabbi Chiya Bar Zavda. So you know what? I'll tell you. I'll learn that from here. For now, Rabbi Chiya Bar Zavda said, Anoito Zayzin Amad, if somebody takes olives to the basket. You dip one by one in salt, but only one by one. If you may dip three or more in, even if you dipped only a little bit of salt, it's already chayv and meiser. What's chayv and meiser? The fact that you made a bunch of them. Okay? What about the salt? I'm sorry, but I think I'm getting mixed up. Yeah, if you put three of them in a pile, I got mixed up. If you put three of them in a pile, then it's considered to be chayv in meisers. Because it's salted. What do you mean it's because it's salted? It's just dunked each one in salt. You didn't preserve it in salt. So Adamra teaches us that maluach l'shoa maluachu. If it's salted for a short amount of time, it's considered to be already salted. Even not salted for preservation, but it's for condiment purposes. And that's why if you had a bunch of these olives and put it together in their salty stage, that would actually make them chayv in meisers. Okay? Tayashim and laws are in there. Koinam dog shani toy. A person says, I'm not going to taste any fish. Also, the Lord is allowed to eat big fish. Mutar b'ktai is allowed to eat small fish. Dogim shani toy. A person says, I'm not going to eat fish, plural. Dogim, right? So, also, ben mcdoy make time is also both in small and big fish. Dog shani toy. And also, it'll be called kalbit. Your person says, I'm not going to taste dogos, so he's only us in kalbit. The Bavli sounds like Dogo's a big fish. because it's there it speaks by Yonah. It says by Iman at the Yonah call, Hashem calls Yonah to be spewed out mimei eyadoga, from the innards of the big fish, right? But here the Bavli seems to be learning it's a small fish, although you could slip the Bavli, the Ushami, into the Psham Sukkim, but it's unlikely. So if you say doga, it means a very small fish, only a kalbit. Ezu katam ezu gara, what's a small fish? Yeah, and what's a big fish? Eyeba kamar kamar kaidema Rabbi Zira barnuk, like Rabbi Zira said. Kolnu dana achil pachas min litra. Any fish where I eat a whole fish in less than a litra, kilikut. That is a kalikut, a small fish. Kalikut, well, actually, the way to translate the line, scratch over what I just said. It's called nun dana achil pachas min litra. Anytime I eat less than litra fish, kalikut on a time tastes me like a small fish. In other words, when he eats fish, he's got to eat large amounts. He can't just have a little sliver of salmon for an appetizer. He has to have a large amount of fish. Without that large amount of fish, he doesn't feel like he's truly eating. Okay? So that's what he's saying. A small fish is like a kilikud, which is kilkud, which is too small a fish. So we see that kilikud are small fish. And that's called doga. V'achakein, here too, is the same thing. Period. Umutabatar is trufa. You know what? It's already late. I thought I'd get to the next Mishnah, but anybody here daven tomorrow? Okay, so we'll stop here for a minute.
Okay, so next time we learn, it'll be Mir Tashem Wednesday night, and Fisher, we're going to call it for Wednesday night.